This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Prime Minister of Thailand is blaming Thai Muslims who've studied abroad for violence that's killed nearly 500 people since January. It's unclear whether he's right about the conflict in the country's far south. Others have blamed the violence on Islamic separatists backed by foreigners. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Saturday night in Thailand's restive southern province of Narathiwat, Thai security forces at one of the many checkpoints search one of the few cars traveling after dark, questioning its driver and passengers, making sure they are not carrying guns or other weapons to be used against the region's Buddhist minority. Since January, the government has poured thousands of troops into the three southern provinces to quell the violence. It hasn't worked. In fact, since the death by suffocation of 78 Muslims in police custody last month, attitudes in the south have only hardened against the Buddhist-led government in Bangkok. Maksum Sudin Sangrayap, a 29-year-old vendor in the southern province of Pattani, says many locals expect the violence to escalate. There's no doubt, Sangraya says, that the violence is going to increase, and it will be bigger, he says, and much worse than before. Jaran Dittapachai of Thailand's National Human Rights Commission agrees. Just back from a trip to the region, he says the custodial deaths last month have turned ordinary Muslims away from the government and towards the militants.
Before, only a few supported them. Now, I would say it's a majority. You can see it in their eyes. If Muslim people see someone shooting at the security forces, they won't report it to the authorities. They'll just keep their mouths shut, and the government can no longer control the situation.
Many Muslims in the south have chafed under the rule of the government in Bangkok. A separatist rebellion was put down in the early 1980s. Muslims complain of a long history of discrimination and neglect in the three southern provinces in education, in economic development, and in terms of access to government jobs. The government of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat acknowledges mistakes have been made and has pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to help end the disparity and win over the Muslim majority in the south. Jakrapo Penkay is the Thai government spokesman.
The situation in the south remains vulnerable and fragile. We realize that. That's why the government is resolving this deep-rooted and long-lasting problem by restructuring the economic map of the south. More schools will be put there. In other words, we believe that economic measures can be the best tool by far to fill the gap of that disparity.
But some say the government effort is too little too late, especially given what are widely viewed as heavy-handed tactics being used by security forces in the south. This has made it easier, some analysts say, for the militants to win recruits to their cause. Disaffected Muslim youth with no jobs and no future, impressionable young men willing to listen to those who preach a militant Islamic ideology. Don Patan is a Thai Muslim who works for Bangkok's The Nation newspaper. He is a frequent visitor to the south.
I think the Thai security apparatus failed to grasp the global jihad phenomenon. I'm not blaming everything on the Al-Qaeda or Jamaat Islamiyah, but I think a lot of the events that took place in the Islamic world have been a source of inspiration for this generation of insurgents, who are not, say, in the jungle like the previous generation. These young men are living in villages in southern Thailand.
And unlike the previous generation, this batch of militants has no qualms about targeting civilians. In the past several months, dozens of Buddhist monks, farmers, and shopkeepers have been killed, as well as members of the security forces. In the 1970s and 80s, the militants had a clear goal, a separate state, and only targeted symbols of the government they wanted it from, police and security officials or government institutions. The goal of today's militants is less clear, the motivation for many apparently more anger than ideology. Anger and the desire for revenge. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.